What an honor and pleasure and privilege it is to introduce an old friend who's done so well and done so many good things to others because of his success. And it came from a time that he and his beautiful wife, Vicky, decided they wanted to do something that the kids could understand and how important it was for the kids to understand what philanthropy is all about. That's Tom Chalani, the founder of the Chalani Family Foundation, sitting right here at the table with me bright and early for this great event to help out the Capuchin Soup Kitchens and Gleaners. Tom, it's wonderful what you and Vicky and the family are doing.
Well, good morning, Paul. That was a great intro. We were just looking at it the other day. It was 24 years ago when we founded the foundation. So Vinny would have been 8 years old. And that's when we really came up with these ideas that Vicky and I wanted to, you know, get the kids engaged and volunteering their time and looking at different charities and why charities do different things. And so we started very young, and I encourage people to get their kids out there and show them that they're volunteering. It's not about writing a check all the time. It's about getting engaged.
Really being a part of the help that is necessary. And certainly that's what your children have done from the beginning, and that's what you and Vicky have done with everything, not just in your philanthropy, but in your business. Here you have Vicky and your daughter Olivia very much involved with your Chalani Family Vineyards, and doing that's been going very well. How long ago did that start?
17 years ago, we bought the vineyard in 05, and we were managing it from here, but spending a lot of time out there in Napa, and Vicky and I spend all of September and October at the vineyard until everything is harvested and in barrel, then we come back to Detroit for the holidays.
Then you've got Freedom Hill also that is a part of your portfolio, and you bring great entertainment to us at Freedom Hill.
We've enjoyed that. Joe Vicari got me engaged in that and joined our partners out there, and he loves the entertainment industry. We've been at it 12 years now, and Live Nation and 313 are our partners. It's been a great relationship.
And then we talk about this day. And I remember you and Dario talking with me about this a number of years ago. And initially, one of the ideas was getting a big semi-truck filled with frozen turkeys.
Yeah. Well, it started when I was watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, and I saw that this fire station in Detroit had ran out of turkeys that they were giving away, and there's a lot of disappointed people. And I called my buddy Dario up, and I said, Dario, we got to do something tomorrow. And he says, what do you want me to do? And I said, well, let's start calling Tyson and all these other companies that sell turkeys. And he goes, how are we going to give them out? And I go, you know, that's a good idea. I don't know. You know, that's when we came up with Gleaners, that was have a professional organization that takes care of southeastern Michigan, all these different pantries, how they get the food out, a professional way, a fair way, is the direction we went back then.
Mm-hmm. And then Gleaners, we added up the Capuchin Soup Kitchen as you started to expand and spread the wealth, so to speak. And it's been wildly successful. And we have a big goal for the number of meals that you would like to hit for this year, for this Thanksgiving. It's something, I don't even want to guess it because it's a big number.
No, our big number this year, we'd love to hit $500,000. We've already made $4 million over the first 8 years of this event. We've never not missed the match. I think this year more than others, even after COVID, we have so many people getting laid off now and are in need of a meal, and bringing their family together on Thanksgiving is important. So that's why we should give today. I don't care if it's a dollar or $5. Everything helps go toward our goal.
But if it is a dollar, it's now worth two. If it is $5, if that's all you can do, that's great because you're helping someone, and it's worth $10. Every dollar equals six meals, we're told, from the Gleaners, which is phenomenal. And it also shows that they don't waste money. And for that matter, 100% of all the money raised goes to these charities. Whether you can choose Gleaners or Capuchin Soup Kitchen when you either call us to make that donation at 855-315-3663, 855-315-FOOD, or when you go online to hungerfreeinthed.com, hungerfreeinthed.com. You get to choose if it goes to Gleaners or Capuchin Soup Kitchen, or maybe you'll want to donate to both. But because of Tom Chalani, Vicky Chalani, and their kids, the Chalani Family Foundation has already put up the first $200,000. So when when Tom said we haven't missed the match, we want to use up that $200,000 and then some.
We'd love to go past the match, and we're, you know, have the ability to do that because of Cars and Cigars. And so if it's a generous day by our listeners, let's go for it. Let's break the record.
Let us go for it. Let us break the record. Let us get over $200,000 in donations called in now, and then they add the $200,000, and there we are at $400,000. But you've heard Tom say we want a goal of $500,000 this year, and to do that, we've got to really work, and we've got to start early, like right now at 7:26 on this Monday morning. You had a great weekend, I hope. All things were pretty good. Most of our teams won and made us feel pretty good. Big games coming up this weekend right after Thanksgiving, but it is Thanksgiving Thursday, and there will be people who will not be able to celebrate it unless we are very, very successful with Hunger Free in the D. And that's the key. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure that everybody who wants to can celebrate. And we know that more people than ever have been affected by the high inflation, about layoffs that Tom just mentioned, people losing their jobs, and all of that. And yet people always step up realizing that no matter how bad they think they have it, they still have it better than so many other people. And those are the people we're trying to help. These are not necessarily unemployed people. These are the working poor. That's something that I wish we didn't even know that term, but we do now. There are people working who can't afford to do the things that a normal family can do. And they have to make decisions on whether they buy this prescription drug or pay for this turkey or whatever it might be.
Yeah. You know, it hit me, Paul, right between the eyes the other day. I was putting gas in my car, and you always notice what the numbers are in the person in front of you, and it was 5 gallons. And I started thinking about that. People don't have that kind of money to be able to fill their car up.
Right.
And they just do it partially as to get through the day, the week. So there's different ways that it hits us. That one hit me right between the eyes.
Oh, I bet it did. Yeah. I mean, I remember when we used to get $5 worth of gas because that's all we could afford. But at least we got quite a bit of gas for that $5. Not so much the case anymore.
Back in our day, we could fill our car for
$5. Right? That's exactly it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Well, we're here, and we're helping people, and we're helping people because of you. And I can't even begin to tell you how good it feels, the joy of giving, the joy of knowing that you've called us at 855-315-FOOD, 855-315-3663, or the joy of knowing that you've gone online to hungerfreeinthed.com, hungerfreeinthed.com, and you've made a donation that really is going to make a difference in people's lives. And by the way, I should mention again that thanks to the good work of our engineering staff, you can actually watch us and hear us on all the social media platforms, including WJR.com. And we're on video, we're on live, on camera, as well as on 760 WJR.